Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week, and in the third Aliyah of Parshat Chaye Sara, we have 17 psukim. Our Aliyah continues the story of Eliezer setting out to find a wife for Yitzchak. In this Aliyah, Eliezer gets to Avram's household and asks Hashem for a sign that will demonstrate that that woman will be suitable for Yitzchak. He says that if he asks a woman for water and she says that she'll give him and also his camels to drink, if that happens, he knows he has found the right woman. And that is exactly what happens. He finds a young woman who does exactly that, and Eliezer discovers that she is none other than Rivka, Avraham's great niece. And this really is an incredible story, an incredible Aliyah. Eliezer needs to find a suitable wife for Yitzchak so that they together can continue the legacy and mission of Avraham Avinu. And Eliezer chooses Chesed as the test. If this woman possesses a penchant for giving and selflessness, especially in the selfish conditions of Lavan's household, then she's the one. However, if we look at the details of this story in our Aliyah, some questions arise. Rivka's behavior is indeed exemplary, but Eliezer's behavior is questionable. He sees this young woman and immediately he says in Perek Chaf Dalet Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hagmi'ini na me'at mayim mikadech, please pour a little water for me for your jug. He doesn't get the water. It's a little water for him to drink. No, he says, you've got to give me the water. Okay, she lets him have a drink. And when he's finished, the Torah tells us in Pasuk Yudtet that she says, Gam li gmalecha eshav ad in kiluli shtot. Let me, says Rivka, draw water for your camels so that they can also drink as much as they need. And she gives water to his camels. His camels. It's an incredible amount of water. And we all know the story, but not once does Eliezer lift a finger to help her. How can that be? He just watched her give water to his camels. And he doesn't lift a finger. This is Eliezer, the servant of Avram. Didn't he learn anything in Avram's home to help other people? These questions are asked by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the great Talmud Chacham Rosh Yeshiva of YU. He died in 1993. Excuse me. I saw these questions asked in the Sefer Drosh Darash Yosef, which is a compilation of Divrei Torah of Rabbi Soloveitchik, summarized by Rav Avishai David Shlita. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, there are two genres of chesed in the Torah. One kind of chesed is rational, and one is irrational. Rational chesed is pretty common in the world, where people give of themselves to others in a beautiful, limited, but beautiful, beautiful way. It's not everywhere, and not everyone exhibits this kind of chesed, but we do see it in the world. Rabbi Soloveitchik refers to this kind of chesed as Rav Chesed, from the 13 midos, the 13 attributes that describe Hashem's mercy and kindness in the world. In one of those midos, Hashem is called Rav Chesed, abundant loving kindness. This is the first kind of chesed that Hashem displays, and we must emulate that as well. Caring about others, giving to others, being charitable with our time, with our money, etc. That is one kind of chesed, but there's another form, another kind of chesed, an irrational form of chesed, and this kind of chesed is not everywhere. This is chesed that has no bounds, just giving and giving and giving and giving. It's much more rare in the world. Rabbi Soloveitchik refers to this kind of chesed as arichut apayim, also one of the Yud Gimel Midos. We describe Hashem as erech apayim, being forbearing and patient. And this, he says, reflects the irrational kind of chesed, the ability to respond with kindness, even in the face of improper behavior from the potential recipient of that kindness. If someone approaches me and asks me for a favor, it's not so difficult to comply. Humans do that. Societies do that. But if that person is arrogant and insolent in their approach. So that calls for arichut apayim, responding patiently and in a giving way, even when the person doesn't seem to deserve it. Avram possessed this second kind of chesed, giving generously, even when it didn't seem to be deserved. And Eliezer, Avram's servant, wanted to make sure that Yitzchak's wife possessed this rare trait as well. Did she possess rational chesed alone, or also irrational chesed? So he therefore approached her in a tactless manner, an unrefined manner. He asks her to be spoon-fed. Hagmi'ini na me'at mikadech, and she does it. And she does have chesed. But then he waited to see, was that it, or is there more? Did she also possess the kind of chesed which is irrational? Arichut apayim. He watched her as she helped all of his camels to drink until they were full. He didn't lift a finger. He didn't help. He didn't deserve to be treated so nicely, and yet she did it anyway. And when he saw her arichut apayim, her great patience and eagerness to practice chesed, he immediately realized that she was fit to be a partner in Avram's family. Have an amazing day, everyone.